Hallelujah. The message this morning is entitled Reclaiming Your Possessions. Amen. And I'm going to read from the book of Judges, chapter number 6. Amen. Hallelujah. I'll read verse 1 and verse 2. And then I'm going to jump to verse 13. And I'm going to show you some things from God's word. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm going to show you some things from God's word. You will reclaim your possessions. Whatever the enemy has stolen from you, has robbed you of, listen to me. Amen. I want to aggravate you. I want to make you mad. I want to get you to that point where you will break out in godly anger and reach out to the enemy and strip him of his degrees and of his ability in the name of Jesus and say, this is mine. You have robbed this from me and you will pay sevenfold. I am taking it back. Hallelujah. You got to take it back. Listen to me, church. Who's got to take it back? You are not there with me. Who's got to take it back? Me will not be proper right now. Hallelujah. Who is taking it back? In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. I will aggravate you so much. To be mad in your spirit, to be encouraged in your spirit, to be exalted, and you will rise up and take it back. Bible says the kingdom of God suffered the violence. Says the violent shall take it by force. Church, when I say church, respond. Church, thank you. Church, we are taking it by force. The days of playing church, warming the pews, hanging out with buddies, are all over. Hallelujah. We ain't going back to those days anymore. But we are aligning ourselves. The army of God is enlisting, hallelujah, and forming our strategic battle formations into the camp of the enemy to claim what belongs to you by force. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You will take it by force. I'm tired of it. Amen. Lord, I am tired. Bible says, in Judges chapter 6 and verse 1, the children of Israel, they did evil in the sight of God. And God delivered them into the Midianites for 7 years. Watch the word, 7 years. 7 years. Amen. Verse 2. And the hand of Midian prevailed against Israel. And listen to me. The devil can prevail against you. The only time the devil can prevail against you is when you allow him. Amen? Israel sinned against God. They did evil in the sight of God. And what happened was that soon when their evil opened the gates of hell to attack them. Bible says, whoever breaks an hedge, a serpent will bite. And I was saying with the church last Friday, I said, listen to me. Demons take the source of their power from the word of God. They take their source from the word of God. That's what the Bible calls them, the accuser of the brethren. The Bible calls them the accuser of the brethren. Soon when you become disobedient to God's word, you break an edge. And Satan goes to God and said, I'm now in control. Stand by. And God can't do anything. Because you and I are breaking his word. And for 7 years, Israel lived in disobedience. And God allowed the Midianites to prevail against them. Listen to me, church. You and I can be walking in disobedience for all this while. But the day of your breaking heart is coming. Hallelujah. Amen. The day of your breaking out is come. And now is the day. You might be in a cycle. It repeats itself every time. And so you have become used to the cycle. You are used to the cycle. You are aware that this is what is going to happen to you. You are used to the cycle. Praise the Lord. The enemy succeeds upon the permission of God to keep your life in cycles. You'll be going in cycles. But today, you are the right place at the right time. The power of God is here. Bible says that him that the Son shall set free is free indeed. I am free indeed. I'm not going back. Hallelujah. Israel was tormented by Midian for 7 years. Anytime Israel will work so hard, the Midianites came back with Amalekites and the people from the east. They formed a coalition. Said, yes, this is their planting season. I'm free in Jesus' name. This is their planting season. This is the day of their harvest. Let us go and rip them off. So the Midianites will come and will rip Israel and rob Israel of all their harvest. It will not be your portion in Jesus' name. Verse 3. And so it was that the Midianites came out, the Amalekites, and they came against Israel. Verse 4. They encamped against it, destroyed the increase of the earth until they have come to Gaza and left no sustenance for Israel. Hallelujah. Amen. They left nothing. They stripped and they robbed Israel of everything. And that sounds like somebody I know. The devil will do to a Christian. Amen? For 9 years, we have been in the cycle where the devil keeps robbing you day by day, week by week, month by month, year by year. But today is the last day. Hallelujah. This is the last day. This is the last day. Let me read on. Verse 5. For they came with their cattle and their tents, and they came as grasshoppers for multitude. For both they and their camels were without number, and they entered into the land and destroyed. Verse 6. And Israel was greatly impoverished because of the Midianites. And the children of Israel cried unto the Lord. Praise the Lord. The children of Israel cried unto the Lord. The children of Israel came to the point where they said, Lord, we are tired of these Midianites. Lord, do something about that situation. Lord, do something about my marriage. Lord, do something about my wife. Lord, do something about my husband. Lord, do something about this job, this job, this job. Lord, do something about my children. Lord, do something about my business. Lord, do something about my house. Lord, do something about our home. They cried unto the Lord in fasting and in prayer. Maybe they cried unto the Lord. The Lord of the harvest church, listen to me. Hallelujah. This is our time. Verse 7. And it came to pass that when the children of Israel cried unto the Lord because of the Midianites, the Lord sent unto them a prophet. Amen. Now let me go to verse 13. So, this man by name Gideon was set aside and handcrafted by God to deliver Israel. Bible said, verse 13, let's read verse 12 first. I have verse 12 here, but let's read verse 12 first. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Amen. He says, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. And Gideon said, oh, please. Verse 13. If the Lord is with us, why has all these things befallen us? If the Lord is with you, how is it that your job is messed up? Your finances is messed up. Your children are messed up. Your husband is messed up. Your wife is messed up. Your finances, everything is messed up. Where is this God? Where is God? Where is God? But there is a problem. Gideon, first of all, did not understand that the reason why their lives were under the dominion of Satan was because Israel had sinned. And every time Israel sins, a curse is released against Israel. This is a curse that is released by God himself. Bible says, I open and no man shut. And I shut and no man open. If the enemy shut the doors, you can pray fast and seek the face of God. Knock on the doors and the windows of heaven. And God will hear, will answer, will heal the land according to 2 Chronicles 7 verse 14. Amen. But when God himself shut the door, he puts the key on his shelves. Hallelujah. Who art thou, O man? You are but impoverished. Everything you earn will be gone in a minute. Your strength will be gone in a minute. That is why people work so hard. And they sleep so hard. Hallelujah. They work so hard and nothing seemed to be coming out. Listen to me. You are going to reclaim your possessions. And I will show you in a minute. The angel of God said, thou mighty man of valor. The first thing I have to tell you today, three things you must do and must do. Three things. I'll be done in a few minutes. Three things. You are the man for the job. The angel of the Lord said, thou mighty man of valor, was referring to Gideon. And Gideon said, you don't know what you're talking about. If God is with me, if I'm indeed a mighty man, you don't understand. In my clan, we are the weakest. In my family, I am the least. That is my resume. The last time I checked, nobody has any respect for me. Amen? But the Bible says, see, you are talking like man. You are acting like man. Short looking at what your arm of flesh can do. You are looking at your degrees and counting that with this degree, I should be making 28.57 cents an hour. Amen. You have looked at all your sources and have calculated all your abilities, and you have forgotten to include God in your equation. For you can be small, you can be tiny, you can be negligible, you can be insignificant, but when God gets into your situation, that situation will change. You will move from weak to strong. You move from nobody to a somebody when God is in the equation. Listen to me, church. You are the man for the job. Nobody is. Bernard, nobody is. Not the pastor. Not his friend. Not his buddy. You are the man for the job. Church, wake up. God is looking at you. It's depending on you to wake up. For each time you wake up, God wakes up. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Bible says in the book of Zechariah chapter 4 and verse 8, it says, moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying, the hands of Zerubbabel had laid the foundation of this house. His hands shall also finish it. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. Glory be to God. You are the man for the job. Amen. Whatever your hands has initiated, you will finish it. Look at the hand. And say, hand, whatsoever you have started, you will finish it. That everyone will know that we serve the Lord. Amen. Glory be to God. Jeremiah 51 and verse 20. Jeremiah 51 and verse 20. Listen to me, you are the man for the job. The Lord said, who is my battle axe? He said, follow me. Who is my battle axe? You are my battle axe and weapons of war. For with thee I will break in pieces the nations, and with thee I will destroy kingdoms. Next verse. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. For with thee I will break in pieces the horse and his rider, and with thee I will break in pieces the chariot and his rider. Amen. Next verse. With thee also I will break in pieces man and woman. With thee I will break in pieces all the young. With thee I will break in pieces young man and the maid. 23. I will also break in pieces with thee the shepherd and the flock. With thee I will break in pieces the husbandman. And with thee I will break in pieces the yokes, the yoke of oxen. With thee I will break in pieces the captains of the rulers. Listen to me. You are the man for the job. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Why should you sit down for the enemy to stand in front of you and wag his tail? Why should you sit down? Why should you be so naive that the enemy is behind these things? Why do you hold your mouth shut and say nothing? mighty man of valor, do you not know that God, the angels of heaven, Jesus, amen, the Holy Spirit is depending on you to change your situation, to break you out, to set you on a new beginning, to lift you up, to prosper you. Do you not know that? Wake up. Lord, help me. Church. 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 Two more things. Before Israel could conquer the Midianites, they had to do something very important. That Gideon got the revelation in Judges chapter 6 and verse 25. I'm going to show you this and we're going to pray. Amen. Bible says it came to pass the same night that the Lord said unto him, take your father's young bullock, even the second bullock of 7 years old. How many years was Israel in captivity? And he said to him, take the young bullock of 7 years old and go to the house of Baal. He says, throw down the altar of Baal. Amen. It was very important for him to seek the services of a bull to do that. 7 years they have been in captivity, and a bull of 7 years will take them out of captivity. Hallelujah. He needed the strength of the bull to yank the altar of Baal out of place. Glory be to God. And the next verse, and I'll be done. Hallelujah. The next verse, he said, build an altar in place of Baal. Use the pole, Asherah pole, in other versions he says, around the time, to as fuel for the altar. Listen to me, church. Listen to me, church. Do you know that when you connect to the church prayer line from your home, you are establishing an altar, that you are making a sacrifice from your home unto God? Some of us don't understand the purposes of altar. In the olden days, when God has broken forth upon Israel, wherever they get to, they will establish an altar and they will pour an oil on the place and say, this is Bethel. This is where God revealed himself to me. And they will lay an animal on the altar. They will make a sacrifice unto God on the altar. In our days, we establish altars with prayers. Wherever you stand and call upon the name of the Lord thy God, at that place, at that moment, at that second, you are establishing an altar. Church, you are doing yourself evil by not connecting on the church prayer. You are doing yourself evil. For when we do that, when we connect 5:30 a.m., be it 10 o'clock p.m., be it long-time prayer, you are setting an altar. Wherever you are declaring and listen, as long as I am here, Satan, this place is out of bounds. You don't rule here. You don't reign here. This is an altar unto the Lord. Shall be on the feet. Hallelujah. Shall be on the feet. I want you to go before the presence of God. We want to break down every altar of Baal. Every opposition against your life, you are praying for your life. We want to break it down. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Anything that says that you will not make it, you will not do it, you can't reach it, you won't break forth. Anything that robs you of your testimony, anything that robs you of your joy, we want to break down every curse before we get in there.